McCook committed to college volleyball camp going on this week, and Coach Haley Copes and her team have been very, very busy with younger kids early. The high school kids are here later on the week, and it all wraps up, of course, with the Wild West All-Star Volleyball Classic coming up on Sunday, which we'll have our matches on 103.9 The Hawk and our Kicks 96.1 YouTube channel. Special guest that's going to be conducting some of the camp clinics today and again on Saturday is Hall of Famer Terry Gamble, who is with West Texas A&M. He has been at Blinn College, I think some other stops as well. He's in our studio right now. Coach, good to have you here.
Good morning. He's staying
right next door over here to the cobblestone. So you just had took you 5 minutes to get here?
I'm not sure it took me 5 minutes. I think more about 30 seconds, to be honest with you.
Good to have you here. I know you and Coach Copsa, I'm sure, have known each other for a long time. And Coach, have you ever coached against each other over the years?
Oh, yeah, we have. She's a good one, and they've always played hard against us, but we've been lucky and we beat them. So, yeah.
I know my daughter played here the last 2 years for Coach Copsa. We played Blinn down in Texas, I think. We went down to Texas for the trip down there. So they've come across Blinn. I take it in your years with Blinn, right?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes, actually, we played you guys last year at North Central. So it was a good match.
Was that in Texas, too?
Yep, absolutely. North Central Texas, yeah.
Yeah.
Gainesville, I think it is.
The wife and I made the road trip down there. It took a few hours to get there, but it was a nice road trip. We hung around for the 2 days and had a ball. That was fun volleyball down there.
Yes, it is.
What a career, Coach. I mean, no question, volleyball is your love, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, besides my family, yeah, that's the next thing.
How did everything get started with you in volleyball?
You know, I got really lucky. I'm from Michigan. I went to Western Michigan and I grew up a hockey player, actually. So I got lucky enough and got around the right people, and I'm not really sure I'm smart enough to do anything else. But I just... fortunate to be around the right people, and then in my career have the right assistants and really good players, and I owe it all to them. I mean, I don't think I do all that much, but yeah.
You've got a ton of knowledge, Coach. Come on, don't sell yourself short. Come on.
It just means I'm old.
We're all getting up there in the gray hair and stuff like that. I'm right there with you, Coach. You're here in McCook for a couple of days. I know we're talking here on Friday morning. You've got some camp stuff today and again tomorrow. What? Tell us a little bit what you're going
to
be doing.
Well, I'm really excited about it. We go from 9 to noon today, and we got high schoolers, and it'll be a fun camp. It's an all-skills camp. And then tomorrow we have 7th, 8th graders along with high schoolers, and it's all offensive camp. So when Haley asked me to do it, I said absolutely. I mean, she is such a sweetheart and such a good coach. I said, I'd love to do your camp. So yeah, I'm really excited to be here.
Canyon, Texas.
Yeah.
Where, how, it was a few hours to get up here, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was about 7 hours to get here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you love the state of Texas.
You know, I do. It's been a blessing to be there. The people in Canyon are great to me. Our support, we average about 2,000 people a home game. So it's really, it's really a great volleyball atmosphere. And I'm trying to get used to the weather. You know, I just moved there. I moved there in February. I started there. And going from Blinn, where it was either hot or it rained, to the panhandle, it's kind of like we've experienced a hailstorm where it's actually totaled both my wife's and my cars. Windstorms, sandstorms. So it's been, I had a 4-foot, I don't even know what kind of snake it was in my yard. So it's been a bull snake. That's what it was. So it's been a learning experience, but a fun one.
Yeah, it seems like the weather down there, it either get really, really rains and you have like 10 inches of rain, or it doesn't rain at all.
Yeah, and the wind blows all the time.
Right.
You know, so that's crazy.
Coach, you are over 1,000. You're just a few coaches in NGCAA history, over 1,000 career wins. That's incredible.
Yeah, it's been fun. You know, it's been a blessing. We're still working on a lot more. And, you know, like I said earlier, I owe it all to my assistant coaches, players, to coaches like Haley that I get to talk to and learn from. And So a lot of people are involved in those wins.
Inducted to the Hall of Fame of the NJCAA Volleyball Coaches Association Hall of Fame in 2007. You've won 3 national championships and Coach of the Year, numerous Coach of the Year awards. So you've got a lot of hardware, don't you?
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit, yeah.
But it never gets old, does it?
No, it doesn't. I'm looking for my next ring. I mean, that's the next thing I want.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
And you've coached, I'm sure, some outstanding talent over the years, haven't you?
Yeah, I've had girls, going from the junior college level, I've had girls go to Michigan and to the Power Four and to all over the country, actually. And I've coached girls from Brazil and all different countries in the world. So that's been really cool to learn their cultures and that kind of thing. We've actually taken a team to Costa Rica. And yeah, so it's taken me a lot of really cool places.
The game of volleyball, of course, Nebraska, I think it's past football over the years. But folks love their volleyball around here, but volleyball in general around the nation just is getting bigger and better every year, isn't it?
Yeah, and you look at Nebraska, they're incredible. I mean, those guys in Penn State have established just the dominance of how to do it the right way. And, I think the Big Ten is the best pro league in the world. People talking about going overseas to play pro. I think the Big Ten is the best pro league in the world. So it's really good volleyball.
How about your team coming up this next year? I'm sure you're biting at the bit and ready to get back after it, aren't you?
Yeah, getting there and being the new coach. And now we're returning 2 All-Americans, two more all-conference players. And we've got a great recruiting class. So, the team last year was really successful. So we're looking to add to it.
You've got some big time outside hitters, some dynamite middles. You've got defensive specialists. You got great setters all coming back.
Well, yeah, we've actually brought in 2 kids from Blinn. That one was an All American for me last year. One was my setter, 6'1", who's really, really talented. My right side's an All American. My middle's a 3-time All American. My left side's an all conference. My libero's an all conference. So, yeah, we're pretty well rounded, I think. As long as I don't mess them up, we'll be okay.
You've got a roster. It sounds like you've got people to push each other. These girls push each other every day in practice, don't they?
Yeah, that was the thing when I got there. I thought being a new coach, I'd get a little kickback. I'd be a little pushback from changing systems. No, not none whatsoever. It felt like my team. After a week, it felt like I've been there. So just a great group of young ladies.
You were at Iowa Western for a little bit of time too, huh?
Yeah, sure was. Won a national championship there. I loved it there. They were great to me. So, yeah.
Yeah, so you got a little taste of the Midwest as well.
Well, being from Michigan, I know the snow. So going to Iowa Western, I was used to that. But when I went from Iowa Western to McNeese State down south, yeah, I'm over the snow. I don't need the snow anymore. The south has made me a sissy, when it comes to weather.
It's just talking to you for the 5 or so minutes right here is you've got a lot of time still to go and cook. No time to slow down, right?
No. I love being in the gym. I'm excited. I'm blessed that my family understands it. My wife gets it. She actually made the trip here with me. So that was pretty, yeah, it was a last-minute thing. Yesterday morning, she goes, so how long of a drive is it? And I said, about 7 hours. She goes, you want some company? And, I was packed. I was packed.
You weren't expecting it, huh?
No, none whatsoever. And so she said, yeah, I'll go. So she's going to go do shopping today and, contribute to the economy here, I'm sure.
Get a chance to scope out what McCook's all about,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, and I kind of hate Haley for it because Haley's giving her all the little shops. You got to go shopping here, you got to go shopping there. And I'm like, I don't need to spend that money. But, no, God willing, I'm going to do this for a lot longer. I love being in the gym.
And is this during the summer season? Do you hit a lot of different camps?
Yeah, I go all over the country doing them. I've been through Texas. I've been through Oklahoma doing some camps. Now I'm here. So, yeah, I do a lot of camps in the summertime.
Terrific. Love the game. We're a volleyball family at my house as well. A daughter loves it. My wife's a high school coach down the road here, about 10 miles down the road at Southwest High School. So we love our volleyball coaches as much as you do. It's 12 months. Even during the summertime, we're trying to find matches on TV we can watch and stuff like that just to keep our interest going.
Yep. Yeah, I know. You sound like my household, except I'm involved. I was blessed when I took this job. I wasn't going to leave Blinn. And it was the only job in the country I was going to take is this one. And it was because my 2 of my 3 kids and 6 of my 8 grandkids live in Amarillo, which is right next to Canyon. So we're a volleyball family. My daughter played for me and coaches. My son coached with me, so yeah, that's we're all about volleyball.
Isn't it pretty cool? Your kids have gone on to do it, and I'm sure you've got a number of players you've coached who are gone on and played and coached as well.
Yeah, the head coach at Bradley played for me. The head coach at UTSA played for me. I got assistants all over the place. I got a lot of old assistants that are now head coaches. So that's what I look back at and go, you know, it's really cool to see my players going and staying in the sport and contributing, giving back, and calling me and going, hey, coach, can you help me with this? Can you help me with that? So, yeah, that's really, really cool to see.
Well, appreciate you coming by, Coach. Gosh, I could sit here and talk hours and hours. I bet you got some incredible stories from your history of coaching.
Yeah, I got some fun ones. Some good, some bad, but yeah, they're all fun.
And it's not done yet. You've got this year you're looking for. It sounds like you got a dynamite team that can make a run.
Yeah, I'm not afraid to talk about national championships, and we've said it to the team. That's our goal. And if we don't make that goal, you know, we'll be disappointed. I mean, I think we're built that way. I'm built that way. And the school has that expectation for us to be great. So, yeah.
Coach, thanks a million for coming by.
My pleasure.